crime. Facebook page leads to accused con artist. A man suspected of conning more than 100 victims, most of whom were women he met online, has been arrested after one of the women opened a Facebook page to hunt him down. After a month-long search, police yesterday arrested Chakon Bunchun, also known as Om, age 33. Police said Mr. Chakon used Facebook to befriend victims before eventually stealing their valuables. According to many complaints, after getting acquainted with his victims, Mr. Chakon would persuade them to meet him in person. The victims told police that the man would then look for a chance to steal their valuables, including cash and ATM cards. Some women said he had raped or otherwise sexually assaulted them. The suspect denied the rape accusations, saying he had consensual sex with some of the women, police said. I admit that I've slept with about 15 of the women, but I've never committed rape, police quoted Mr. Chakon as saying. I have a wife and a child, and they cost me 15,000 baht a month. Police searched his apartment in Jarajuk district of Bangkok and said they found more than 100 items which he confessed to stealing recently. Items seized by the police included 20 mobile phone handsets, 7 handbags, 33 purses, 33 ID cards, 4 bank passbooks, and 65 ATM and credit cards. Police said they were assisted in their search by information compiled online through a Facebook page, which victim Ratanant Lawarak, age 29, created to find the man. Ms. Ratanant said she was lured into believing Mr. Chakon was a suicidal man needing moral support, but he vanished with her handbag shortly after their first meeting. The Facebook page has more than 2,700 subscribers. Mr. Chakon was yesterday arrested in a sting operation after he contacted Sumet Wiwatwicha, age 48, a photographer with Braille magazine, on Saturday, saying he had obtained photos that Mr. Sumet had lost recently. Mr. Sumet's car had been broken into on August 11th, and a number of his valuables were stolen from the vehicle. He told reporters he was hoping for the return of a file of photos of two well-known stars that he had shot for the magazine's next cover. Several local newspapers covered Mr. Sumet's story the next day. Police said Mr. Chakon told Mr. Sumet that someone had pawned the stolen camera and laptop to him for 60,000 baht, and they could meet to discuss the return of the photos. After speaking to Mr. Chakon on the phone, Mr. Sumet lodged a complaint with police as he suspected that Mr. Chakon was probably a con man. Police arranged a fake meeting between Mr. Sumet and the caller and discovered that he was Mr. Chakon, who was already wanted by police in 5 different cases ranging from theft to rape. One of his victims, whose name was withheld, told police she met Mr. Chakon through a social media website. I was deceived when he posted a message saying he would commit suicide because he was heartbroken and had a congenital disease, police quoted her as saying. I tried to comfort him and talk to him on the internet and telephone for about a week. He then told me that he wanted to see me, to thank me for supporting him. He also told me that he was a son of a famous politician and his parents also wanted to see me. When I met him, he told me to take a facial scrub because his parents were well-respected people and he didn't want me to look bad. While I was taking a facial scrub at the salon, he took my purse along with 1,000 baht in cash, an ATM card, and a notebook computer, the victim said, according to police. She said she was unable to contact Mr. Chakon after that day, but admitted he had an appealing personality, police said. Today I see him arrested, but I don't want to talk to him much. I just want to slap him, she told police.